The $235,000 USDA Wood Innovations Grant will advance the energy-efficient and affordable housing platform project, which National Renewable Energy Laboratory Cold Climate Housing Research Center Regional Director Bruno Gruno says relies on prefabricated components.
If you think in the terms of Legos, this modular concept is a way that's adaptable, it's customizable, it is really designed with rural Alaska in mind, that is not going to require highly skilled labor to put these things together.
Gruno says the goal is to standardize components like wall and roof panels, which work together as part of the adaptable building system.
When I think about this, I think about when you go to IKEA, there is a cabinet system that you put together. And what you do is you walk up and you go up to the computer and they have a platform and they say, okay, you're going to start with a closet or a wardrobe, but you have a lot of options. That is a good analogy of how we see this adaptable home type system.
Gruno says they're working with Oregon-based Tallwood Design Institute to develop structural frame components using engineered timber.
This product's going to be made with like laminated veneers and can use like small diameter logs and take advantage of sort of these lower value logs.
So we're looking at the viability and capacity to use locally grown resources and Alaska tree species in engineered wood products.
Priscilla Morris with the U.S. Forest Service Alaska Region says the adaptable platform project dovetails well with the Wood Innovations Grant Program's holistic objectives.
Local manufacturing, utilization of local resources, you know, workforce development, economic improvement. It has a wide reach.
Morris and Gruno stress that it's a long-term, mostly research and development project, but could include demonstration of components in a model home. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.